Gavin McInnes is back with his all-new online network, freespeech.tv. Gavin McInnes, Joe Biggs, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Soph, all at freespeech.tv.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome to this Sunday, November 3rd broadcast at Infowars.com. Mike Adams filling in here just for the first couple of segments, maybe 45 minutes, after which Alex, who's returning from an epic trolling episode in Austin, Texas, will bring you some footage of that. By the way, he's returning to the studios and he will take over the remainder of the show. But between now and then, you've got me, and I'm going to give you the analysis of not only what happened in Austin today, Jedi level trolling by Owen Schroyer, as well as Will Johnson. It was just amazing. And Alex there bullhorning the crowd out of an armored vehicle. A truly iconic image for the history of America as history is unfolding with the Democrats trying to destroy this nation, impeach a duly elected president, and gut every last shred of due process, lawfulness, and constitutionality that we may have left in this country. All of that is coming up today. Thank you for joining us. With the election just a little over 1 year away, everything is now at stake. And it's very clear that Hillary Clinton is running for president. And today, if you would roll some B-roll, guys, of that event today, let me offer a few notes on that. What can only be described as a zombie march of old white women lining up to see Hillary Clinton lie about everything in history, all the crimes that she has been involved in, all of her defense of pedophiles when she was an attorney, the Clinton body count, the trail of dead bodies behind the Clintons, just a bunch of old white women lined up there being bullhorned by InfoWars reporters who were doing what I call a Jedi level job of trolling those people standing in line to see Hillary Clinton. It was amazing. I watched that for about 30 minutes during the live broadcast on Infowars.com. I didn't see one black person in the audience, and I didn't see one Hispanic person. They were all white women and some of their husbands that they had dragged along. It was just incredible. Truly a zombie march of old white women, and Owen Schroyer was just giving them the lowdown of what they stood for, what they were defending by defending Hillary Clinton. And those people who were in line there had no clue about any history. They were oblivious to the fact that Bill Clinton is a credibly accused rapist, that he allegedly raped multiple women over many years of not only being the governor of Arkansas, but of course the president of the United States. These people standing in line are oblivious to history. They are living in liberal thought bubbles. They're not aware of anything that's going on in the real world. Owen Schroyer, who's a full-time researcher, he understands history. He knows more than all those people in line put together. And Will Johnson there as well. And of course, they were just laying it out for those people standing in line to the point where one individual, a man who was dragged along, started to assault Owen Schroyer, or at least it looked like some kind of, he was grabbing him or pushing him or something. I couldn't quite tell what it was. It didn't get any worse than that. But Owen Schroyer backed away and said, "I'm not putting up with this anymore. You keep your hands off me. That is assault." And then, of course, soon after, the police came along, the Austin police, and said, "You're engaged in criminal trespassing. This is private property. You have to leave." At which point, Will Johnson said, "You know what? Thank you for your service as officers of the law. We will quietly and politely leave as you requested, because, again, conservatives follow the law." So they left, and then they went out front, and they continued trolling the crowds that are coming in off the street. Here's a guy, if you're watching, here's a guy who was kind of shoving or pushing or possibly assaulting Owen Schroyer. Wasn't clear.
So are you proud of Hillary for getting a child rapist off without any jail time?
Yeah.
You are? You're proud of that?
I read a book.
Are you proud of it?
Oh, there he goes, grabbing the microphone, getting all handsy. Possibly trying to put his hands on Owen Schroyer there. But But you know what? Owen can take care of himself. We'll be right back after this break. Much more analysis straight ahead. You're watching The Alex Jones Show on the Sunday, November 3rd. We'll be right back.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Are tuned into the single most important broadcast in America. It's The Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams, the fill-in host for part of the first hour today. Alex is on his way back from Austin, where he was bullhorning the Hillary Clinton crowds, the oblivious zombie march of white women who have no idea whatever happened in history. They have no idea that the Clinton family is what the queen of warmongers, or at least Hillary herself is, the queen of warmongers, long trail of Clinton body count, body bags behind the Clintons over all the years. How many people have been silenced and, quote, arkansided to shut them up in order to push these people, the Clintons, into power? Well, President Trump and the American voters threw a wrench into the works of the Clinton machine, and ever since, the Clintons and the deep state have been trying to destroy Trump. Today, the urgent message for all of you and why this is such an important show is because we now know that the radical left is going to push this into a hot phase, a hot civil war. They have been amping up the violent attacks, the assaults. Roger Stone was just verbally assaulted on a commercial air flight. I believe that was either this morning or yesterday. There's a photo of this man who verbally assaulted Roger Stone. I saw it on the Gateway Pundit this morning as well. It's out there. We need to identify this person. Conservatives like Roger Stone and Michael Savage, who did a bombshell interview with Alex, I think just 2 days ago, people are being viciously attacked. Michael Savage says that he has to carry a gun into a restaurant in his own city where he has lived most of his life because it's unsafe because of the violence and the rhetoric and just the constant threats of these radical leftists who are mass mentally ill because, well, as Michael Savage says, they are terminally mentally ill. He said, I used to believe they could be cured of their mental illness, but no longer. They are terminally mentally ill. And now it's clear that Nancy Pelosi is being forced to push this to impeachment in the House of Representatives, probably against her own wishes, but no doubt she's been compromised and she's been blackmailed just as she compromises others. It's a hierarchy of corruption in the DNC and the Democrat deep state operation. Everybody has been compromised from the top down. So you may wonder, where is this really headed? And I'm here today to tell you this with a new analysis, a new story posted on Infowars.com, 25 mind-blowing things that are likely to happen if the Dems succeed in removing Trump from office. I posted that story this morning, and it's up on Infowars.com if you want to check it out. I understand, as a disclaimer, I'm not condoning the actions that are mentioned in the story. It's an analysis of what might happen, things that we hope never happen, things we don't want to see happen in America. And those 25 bullet points, I'm going to go over some of the highlights here. They include things like mass executions attempted to be carried out by the left against Christians, against conservatives. That story talks about organized public school rape orgies of children. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but the city of Austin has just passed a new set of guidelines for children in public schools in Austin. They're going to be engaged in role-playing of coerced oral sex and drunken sex and other sex acts, role-playing with the teachers, with the perverts, plus the drag queen perverts on top of that, displaying their genitals for children in public schools and public libraries. You think you know what's coming? You have no idea. It's about to get demonic level insane with the assaults on your children. The thing is, this is all connected. The attacks on Trump, the attacks on America, the attacks on Christians. It's an attack on basic morality, the ethics upon which human civilization are based. The very foundation of a civil society is under attack, and Trump is the last man standing in the way before they come for you and your children. And that's what the story is all about. 25 mind-blowing things that are likely to happen. Understand, this is a red alert level situation now for America. Michael Savage, again, bombshell interview. You got to go back and check that out. It's up on band.video. I think that was Friday with Alex Jones. And Michael Savage is absolutely correct. We are under such extreme assaults here. Everything that we value is at risk. The Democrats, the demon rats, if you want to call them that, they are going for broke. There's nothing that they won't do to have absolute power to destroy their political opponents. So let's go through some of these items here in the few minutes we have in this segment. First thing that's going to happen, if they succeed in not just impeaching Trump, but in convicting Trump in the Senate, which personally, I believe that will not happen. So I'm just on the record saying that I don't think these things are likely to happen if the Republicans stand strong. But the Republicans are easily compromised and blackmailed and threatened by the mainstream media. So we may, in fact, have a situation where the Senate votes to convict President Trump. That's the scenario I'm talking about. If that happens, here's what's going to take place. First, number one, the stock market will absolutely implode. Your pension will be wiped out if it's invested in the market. I can see the markets having the big crash triggered by the impeachment of President Trump, because everybody in Wall Street knows that Elizabeth Warren, who is a financial lunatic, even her online calculator now for Medicare for All, it is a giant hoax. No matter what number you enter in to her calculator, it says that's how much you're going to save. There is no calculator. It's a giant hoax, just like climate change. It's all a hoax. But if Warren is president, or if Hillary is president, the stock market will crater. The economy will be gutted. Unemployment will skyrocket. The era of growth and high GDP and very, very low unemployment, that era will catastrophically collapse if Trump is out of there. So the market will crash. It will be a financial apocalypse for America. And that's exactly what the Democrats want. And that's one reason why they want to impeach him, because they want to see America ripped to shreds. They want to see this country torn apart. They hate America. They hate prosperity. They hate liberty. They hate everything that America stands for. That's why they're doing this. So that's just point number one. 24 more points to go. I'm not going to cover them all here. Just going to give you some of the highlights. Now, after that, the next thing that will take place, of course, they will put Nancy Pelosi in as president. Nancy Pelosi will be the president. And I think the cover of Newsweek magazine recently promoted that, saying Nancy Pelosi as president. It's a possibility. Well, guess what? If that happens, then there must be appointed a vice president. Now, according to the Constitution, Trump has a say in that, but I think at that point, the Republicans will be shattered. The GOP will be finished. There will be no more resistance to the Democrats, and the Democrats will be able to put into power anyone they want. Not just Hillary Clinton as vice president, but then Pelosi will resign. They'll make Hillary Clinton president, unelected, and then they will appoint another vice president to be Hillary Clinton's vice president. Now, we've covered that before, so I'm not going to go into full details about all of that. But here's the next important point. They're going to seek to nullify every Supreme Court nomination that Trump made. So Gorsuch and Kavanaugh will be attempted to be impeached by the Democrats. In fact, you will hear from the Democrats and all of the mainstream media. They will say that, well, since Trump was convicted in the Senate, that means that Trump stole the election, which means that everything Trump did is illegitimate. That's their argument. That's what they will do. They will say Kavanaugh has to go. And they'll roll out Blasey Ford again to cry on camera and say he raped me or whatever. You know, some new wrinkle in the story of rape trains and all these things that they accuse Kavanaugh of, totally fabricated, another deep state operation. They'll get Kavanaugh out of there. They'll get Gorsuch out of there. And they will reverse all the federal judges that Trump appointed and put into place. And they'll reverse the tax cuts that Trump had passed. I mean, the Congress passed and Trump signed into law now 2 years ago. Plus, they will reverse everything that Trump did. They'll reverse all of the regulatory reform. And they'll reverse the executive orders. Excuse me. They will do everything to nullify Trump's entire presidency. And of course, they won't stop there. They will also block confirmations of pro-Second Amendment judges all across the country. Now, in contrast to this, there will be a massive Patriot uprising. The Patriot uprising will be activation of the Second Amendment. And I can see a million legally armed Americans descending on Washington, D.C. to defend their president, to defend their republic, and to help the president invoke the Insurrection Act, and seek the immediate arrest and indictment of the traitors who are trying to destroy this nation. I'll have more details about the Patriot Uprising when we come back. Stay with us.
Ooh, baby.
As civil war accelerates in America because of the lawless left and their desire to utterly destroy every last shred of liberty and lawfulness in America, here we are, just a year away from the election. Hillary Clinton looks to be ready to jump into the race. The deep state is doubling and tripling down on their hoaxes and fabrication against President Trump, tried to remove him from office. Alex Jones was out bullhorning the Hillary Clinton crowd today in Austin, Texas, and he's on his way back to the InfoWars studios. He will be taking over in the next couple of segments as I go on to some other meetings. By the way, none of us ever stop working. Just as a side note, Alex never stops working. I never stop working. We're all working full time for your liberty and to help defend this constitutional republic against its enemies, foreign and domestic. It's the domestic enemies that will be in the crosshairs, I predict, if impeachment succeeds. If the Senate votes to remove President Trump and he is removed from office and Nancy Pelosi becomes president, because they would remove Mike Pence as well, of course, they would at least attempt to do that, then I think as an independent journalist, in my analysis, all hell is going to break loose in America. Now, I'm not advocating anything that I'm about to describe. I'm just telling you that this is what I think is coming. You can hear the stress in my voice. These times, it's unprecedented what's about to go down if they are willing to push America to the brink. So here's my prediction. Again, I'm not advocating any of this. I'm just telling you what I think is coming. 1 million lawfully armed Americans will descend on Washington, D.C. And with the assistance of former President Trump, they will, in fact, seek out and arrest the traitors and the criminals who are carrying out these acts of treason against the United States of America. The people are, in fact, the last line of defense against an out-of-control deep state. In fact, as I said once before on the show here, President Trump may be surrounded by the deep state, but the deep state is surrounded by we the people. And in my analysis, I think the people will converge on D.C. and they will take back their country and they will seek out the arrest of the traitors who have violated law and the Constitution in their effort to destroy this country. I also believe, and again, I do not advocate this, but I believe that the media has been complicit in this criminal treason and collusion against the United States of America and its people. I believe that certain media puppets, CIA puppets, who are pretend journalists, will also be arrested, perhaps by the Insurrection Act if it's invoked by Trump, or perhaps by the people working in concert with a former President Trump to take back this country. The complicit fake journalists who have pushed the fake deep state leaks, who have pushed the lies, who have knowingly and deliberately fabricated fake anonymous sources to try to frame Trump, they will be sought out, indicted, arrested, and held for trial. And yes, they will be given a free trial, I predict, a fair trial, I should say, unlike the trial that is being run against President Trump in the secret underground bunkers by Adam Schiff, with a secret process, secret witnesses, secret faked transcripts, secrecy everywhere. This is a KGB-style system that is trying to take down Trump right now. And frankly, we the people will not stand for it, which is why this analysis is so important. I also believe that the CEOs of the tech giants will be arrested and indicted for their role in stealing the 2018 midterm elections. Their operations will be perhaps shut down or temporarily restructured in order to restore the free speech rights of all Americans, because these tech giants, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Vimeo, Pinterest, and others, they have committed deliberately, they have committed gross violations of civil rights of millions of Americans. And they have deliberately participated in the rigging of the 2018 midterm elections and the attempted rigging of the 2020 election. And the American people have had enough of the censorship and the oppression and the Orwellian deplatforming of every pro-Trump, pro-America voice. The tech giant CEOs may find themselves marched out of their headquarters in handcuffs, facing indictments for treason against the United States of America. It's interesting to note that Robert Mueller charged Russian companies with conspiracy to defraud the United States of America for running ads on Facebook that tried to meddle in the election, according to his analysis. And yet, we have that same conspiracy happening a billion times over by Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And nothing has happened to them? Well, in my analysis, their day of reckoning may be coming. I also believe that the Patriots will spontaneously organize arrests of state-level representatives in their home states, representatives in the state senates and state houses that have committed acts of treason against the United States of America and that have run, for example, sanctuary cities that violate U.S. immigration law. They have protected violent criminal illegals who engage in rape and murder and other violent acts against taxpaying American citizens. And those mayors and governors of states like California may find themselves, in my analysis, in They may find themselves facing arrest and prosecution under lawful arrest by U.S. citizens working in the interests of the United States of America and perhaps authorized by the president himself. These are some of the things that I believe will happen. I also believe that certain law enforcement organizations across America will literally hunt down and take down Antifa leaders dishing out instant justice. I'm not calling for it. I'm not saying that's the way things should be done. This is an analysis. I agree with the rule of law. I agree with due process. But I'm telling you that the police all across America are so tired of being beat up, assaulted, attacked, even executed in the streets of Dallas, Texas, as happened by Antifa members. The police are ready, I believe, to go seek out and take out Antifa leaders all across America who are responsible for these acts of terrorism against law enforcement officers all across this country. Again, I do not condone these actions. I do not call for these actions. But I will not weep for Antifa leaders who get exactly what they have coming. All right, now, if this fails, this is what you need to understand. If this effort fails, there will be a backlash from Democrats, an authoritarian backlash of mass executions of conservatives and Christians and Trump supporters like you have never seen. There will be door-to-door mass executions of any person who dares to question the authority of the Hillary Clinton regime. They will round up conservatives. They will come take your guns and shoot you in the head with your own gun if you are stupid enough to give it up, to give it to them. They will run confiscation squads door to door in every city across America. Hillary Clinton will unleash the Insurrection Act and unleash the military to defend her illegitimate presidency. She will turn America into a total war zone, and they will not stop until they have silenced or imprisoned or executed every person who is a conservative or a Christian or a Trump supporter or a gun owner in America. And they're not even done. Wait until you hear what they're going to do to your children, because it's not enough for them to just kill you, torture you, execute you. This is what Democrats stand for. That's why they don't want you to have a First Amendment right or a Second Amendment right. They don't think you have the right to exist. They will murder you if you give them the power to do so. And then they will do things to your children that you can't even imagine, things that I dare not even mention on this show, but we'll have to get into some of what they have planned because it's so horrendous. We must stand up against this. We must stop this. Much more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If the Democrats succeed in destroying Trump and crushing all conservatives and Trump supporters, make no mistake, this is critical to understand, they will never pretend to have a democracy ever again. The mask has come off. They are no longer interested in faking like they represent the people. They are now out in the open saying the people don't matter, that they, the deep state, they will now appoint presidents and dictators from this day forward. Again, the mask has come off. This is what we can thank Trump for. Taking the mask off the deep state, they have shown all their cards now. We've seen the demons inside behind the mask of humanity. We know who they are now. and they will stop at nothing to destroy all conservatives and all Trump supporters. I've got a few more points here, and Alex should be jumping in at any moment here during this segment, returning from bullhorning the Hillary Clinton crowds, the zombie march of white women in Austin. But continuing with the list, not only will there be a political Holocaust in America, and I use that term quite specifically because the Holocaust of World War II saw the deaths of 6 million people, government genocide against a specific group of people in America. If the Democrats seize power and destroy Trump and take away your guns, they will mass murder a multiple of 6 million. I mean, we're talking maybe 30, 40, 50 million Americans will be mass executed in this country. They will make the Holocaust of World War II look tiny in comparison to the mass death that they want to pull off in this country. That's how evil they are. They will, of course, nullify the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. Any right to free speech will be gone. They will shred the Bill of Rights. They will censor all conservatives and take down all websites by modifying the domain name service systems, DNS. They'll take down the DNS of Infowars.com and my website and others. So if you type in Infowars.com, your browser will say, can't find that IP address. We don't know where that site went. It's gone. It went into a black hole. It's the black hole of Democrat censorship. There will be strong resistance against any of these efforts, of course, and this will set off a bloody civil war, during which Democrats will call for the United Nations to occupy America as, quote, peacekeepers. And the first job of peacekeepers, when they're not busy human trafficking and raping children, will be, of course, going door to door and taking away your guns. And if you resist that, you will be called a terrorist and you will be blocked from participating in society because you'll have a terrorist label on your ID. Now, they're not even done with that. After they kill you and destroy all conservatives, they still have the children to deal with. What are they going to do to the children? Well, there's no question. They're going to do way worse than anything they've done already. And I can't even go into the details here because it's too horrific. I want you to read this story. It's up on Infowars.com to read the 25 bullet points of what's going to happen, because they're already running these operations in a preliminary mode. They're having the drag queens flash their genitals at your children in public libraries and public schools. Like I said earlier, the Austin School Board has just approved a new curriculum where they would role play sex acts between teachers and children in public school. So you send your child to school and they come home violated. They come home mentally damaged. I mean, sexually assaulted by the school system. And that's just the beginning. That's just them getting started. Because do you remember that video from Halloween where that transgender in a bar had was like drinking the blood of an aborted baby coming out of his body and then ripped off the baby's head? That is the true expression of the demonic entities that now infest the bodies of many of these Democrats. And that's why it really is accurate to call them demon-crats. They are demons, and the demons are coming out. The mask is coming off. There's no longer any pretend humanity remaining whatsoever. You can hardly even watch these videos. And as this transgender was doing that and licking the blood and celebrating this heinous act, he was being cheered by other attendees of the bar. Cheered, because society is now cheering this. And that's what I predict. There will be celebrations of infanticide. There will be abortion centers in grade schools and middle schools and high schools, not just college campuses. There will be widespread pedophilia. Schools will promote prostitution and traffic children out as fundraising for education funds, is what they'll call it. Teen Vogue magazine has recently said that prostitution should be a good option for teens. This is the moral depravity and decay of this country at a level that we've never seen before. And this is all happening at the same time that they are trying to tear down our republic and take down our president, take away our civil rights, and destroy the concept of God. Understand, this is all tied together. The rise of Hillary Clinton, the rise of demonism, the rise of transgenderism, the rise of infanticide, the blood, the guts, the witches casting evil spells on Donald Trump. This is like a portal, a vortex has opened a hole to hell, and the demons are pouring out, and they are called Demoncrats. And they are here to destroy all that is good, to destroy innocence and to destroy children, to destroy life, to commit atrocities, mass genocide against humanity, and to crush the very concept of a Christian nation. They want to destroy any last shred of memory of God and Jesus Christ and the Bible and Bible scripture. And you know what? You know what's so fascinating about this? This was already foreseen by God. This is all written in the book of Revelation, folks. It's already happened in the eyes of our Creator who can see across all time. If you have not read the book of Revelation, this is the time to do it. If you have not studied what it means, because it's written in, you know, layers and code and all kinds of things, you need to start studying it because the end times are here. The portal to hell has opened up. The demons are pouring out. It's now in your face. There's no longer any pretend that they are pro-humanity. They are murdering babies and celebrating it in New York. They are murdering babies and parting their bodies out at Planned Parenthood. They are keeping the babies alive just so they can slice their organs apart and sell them to the highest bidder so they can make vaccines out of aborted human fetal cells so they can inject your babies with the complete DNA sequence of another murdered human baby. You know why that is? By the way, just as a little side note, you know what's behind that? It's a blood ritual, folks. It's a demonic blood ritual. It is marking your baby with the blood of another sacrificed, murdered child. It's a blood ritual.
It's right out of Exodus. Mike, you've cracked the code. And a lot of people that aren't really even super religious or weren't even big Christians that I know are seeing all this and saying, oh my gosh, it's all real. And the Democrats are saying, and the leftists worldwide, we want a post-human world. We're going to kill humanity, merge the machines, and become gods. They're the ones saying all of this, and now they're making their move. Four-year-olds are going to be asked their sexual preference in public schools in Canada and then be taught how to have anal sex. Austin, Texas will start with eight-year-olds. This is the criminal takeover. Mike, you've been on fire. Thank you for sitting in while I was getting back from protesting Hillary. That's still ongoing in the most rich area of Austin, Texas. The whole crowd was almost completely white women, which again just shows how the left is the party of the KKK. Your incredible article is at naturalnews.com and Infowars.com, breaking down the 25 nightmare things that will happen if Trump is removed. This is a time to be active and involved. So thank you very much for breaking all this down. It's been extremely powerful, powerful radio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. And fantastic. I mean, what you did today was just mind blowing. I know you're going to cover that. Thanks for letting me jump in. I've got to run as well. We're all working 24 hours. So
that's right. You're picking up a very important person here in Austin that just came in for the fight that we'll be covering this week with you as well. God bless you, Mike.
You bet. Thank you. Take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will come back on the other side. The only way to describe this is demonic spiritual invasion or alien spiritual invasion, interdimensional attack. And that's really, if you do a scientific analysis, that's all it ends up being. They're trying to destroy the planet. They're trying to destroy humanity. These people are psychotic demons. There is no way to describe how bad they are, and they're authoritarians trying to silence this broadcast. Because of you, we're still on air.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
America is sailing. Your time, Hillary Clinton, is a war criminal and is involved in child sex trafficking out of Haiti.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we have hours and hours and hours and hours of footage that we shot bullhorning the Hillary Clinton event from 1 p.m. today, and it's still ongoing at 4:48 Central Standard Time. You just saw some clips for your TV viewer from the live streams. We have it all in HD, and our great camera crews will come back here tonight and get those highlights ready for you for the David Knight, 8 a.m. in the morning, and then my broadcast, of course, and Owens and the rest of the transmissions at Infowars.com on all our radio and TV affiliates and band.video, so you can share the videos with your friends and family that don't have affiliates in their area at Infowars.com/show. Now, Hillary Clinton obviously is basically running for president. She at least wants the money, and she's going around still raising money for her foundation. She's doing more campaign stops than all the other candidates pretty much combined. She's on more television than even Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and, of course, Joe Biden combined. I mean, that's been confirmed. She is on every major establishment TV program, all the so-called late-night comedy shows, ABC, NBC, CBS. She's on Comedy Central. She's on MSNBC. She's on Meet the Press. She's on Face the Nation. She's on This Week. She's on everything. And there's new big national polls out where she's in a dead heat with Joe Biden, who is the presumptive nominee. So you heard it here first, folks, that she would not run officially, but be running the whole time so that she won't be under scrutiny. And then, boom, last minute, if she's able to remove Trump with impeachment, then she comes in and flexes her deep state muscles. She thinks that'll scare everybody else into submission and that they will run some weak Republican against her and she will get into office. Why, after all, it was promised to her. She had 8 years of co-presidency with Bill Clinton, then 8 years of co-presidency with Barack Hussein Obama. And I guess for her, 16 years is not enough. So she's got those visions of the anointed she wants back in, and she's still got that whole deep state in there. Most of the neocons are on her side as well, put in by the Bushes. And so that's why she's so confident. She's got the mainstream media. She's got the Chi-Com. She's got the Hollywood America haters. But she doesn't have you. She doesn't have the heart and soul of America. She doesn't have Christ on her side. And she doesn't have the InfoWar on her side either. But they're all weak. Joe Biden can barely talk, gaffes every hour. Every time he talks, he says he wants the Paris Peace Accords passed. That happened to end the Vietnam War. It has nothing to do with us now. He doesn't know what state he's in. He says he's in Iowa when he's in Ohio. He's on another planet. Elizabeth Warren, unelectable, in my view. Putting out total fantasy land garbage we'll get to later. It was our crew noticed this on Friday. Her new site went up on healthcare. It has a calculator that is literally a fraud and tells you the same number over and over again, whatever you want to hear. It's unbelievable. That video is up on band.video. And even Saturday Night Live on Saturday mocked her and her imaginary calculator. I had no idea they'd been working on that at the same time. It's kind of weird to have them do that. I mean, there was no way they copied it from me. They were already in production, obviously. Elizabeth Warren caught a hoax bigger than Pocahontas. Magic calculator that cancels the national debt and makes everything free. Well, it turns out they covered the fact that it does this. This is crazy. This is crazy. Crazy town. So we're going to be breaking all that down. Oh, and of course, Beto never polled at 1%. The savior, the man from the Texas desert, Christ-like Variety and CNN and GQ and all of them said that he was the man to defeat Trump. The man looked like Norman Bates, behaved even weirder, and had bizarre gesticulations. He was the most sanctimonious, arrogant person I've ever seen, the most full of himself. And again, if I'll be honest with you, if I was walking down a dark alley and saw his face, I would back away. I mean, he's a scary looking hombre. I mean, there's actually a genetic disorder. It's a genetic psychopath, but they have a double of one chromosome. They actually look like him. And I'm not trying to be mean, nothing against big, tall, gangly guys, but when they have that mutation, they're also tall and gangly like that. You can actually look it up. And I believe he is a genetic psychopath. I mean, the laughing, the smiling, when he's like, and the guns killed a lot of people. I mean, he can't help but just do that behavior. These people can't hold it in. Well, he's gone now, ladies and gentlemen, but he was critical because he got every other Democrat candidate to say, I want to take every gun. We're going to ban them all. We're coming to your doors to take them. And that leads us to our next point. Nancy Pelosi's making the rounds on all the major so-called news shows. Here's just one of the clips, saying that the far left in 2020 will lose them the general election if they don't stop. And she says she's afraid of the things she says and does. Nancy Pelosi laid the groundwork for all this. These candidates teach exactly what the globalists want, what the UN pushes, and what's taught at the universities in the West. And this is a classic tactic when they go, oh, that's the extreme far left that says white people are inherently bad. And if you don't want to work, you don't have to work. And everything's going to be free, healthcare, transportation, housing, medicine, on and on and on. She says, that's not us. That's not, you know, Beto. He's not who we are. No one wants your guns. Just every Democrat city has a total gun ban. Every globalist-run country has a total gun ban for the average person. Only the elites are armed. I mean, that's their policy. I can play you Dianne Feinstein 20 years ago saying, if I can pass a law to ban all semi-autos, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. So when you hear all this, oh, that's not really who we are. Oh, that's not, that's a total lie. Look, I know as an audience, you know that. But they're even turning off their own base with this because they're so enraged by Trump. What's been going on in the government buildings and going on at the universities and going on at these elite corporations that are full of lunatics. The San Francisco sickness has been spreading all over the party. And so they're in America hating. America sucks. Families suck. Capitalism sucks. Babies are horrible. Let's kill as many as possible. Let's sell their little organs. This is a group that's converted to evil, about half of them. The other half are just la-la land trendies that don't know what they're doing, but they're getting freaked out. That's why they've got to censor those of us that are trying to wake up, those that are in a stupor. You're either evil or in a stupor if you support globalism and the leftist left-hand path. So here's some of what Pelosi had to say. The video's posted, the article's posted at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. I suggest you go get this article, and I suggest you share it. Here it is.
For and don't want to give up. How do you avoid actually frightening the American people on health care rather than reassuring them?
I'm not a big fan of Medicare for all. I mean, I welcome the debate. I think that we should have health care for all. I think that the Affordable Care benefit is better than the Medicare benefit. But we have invited advocates for it to testify in Congress, in the Ways and Means Committee, in the Budget Committee, in the Rules Committee, being respectful of the point of view. But it is expensive. Who pays is very important. What are the benefits that come in there? So I would think that hopefully as we emerge into the election year, the mantra will be more health care for all Americans, because there is a comfort level that some people have with their current private insurance that they have. And if that is to be phased out, let's talk about it, but let's not just have one bill that would do that. Myself, I think, remember November. This is a time when we have to win the Electoral College. Otherwise, we'll be faced with the president again who doesn't really care about increasing health benefits.
Can you win the Electoral College with Medicare for All?
Well, it would increase the vote in my own district, but that's not what we need to do in order to win the Electoral College.
And, of course, her district is on fire and collapsing with needles and human feces everywhere and total mismanagement on purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, they wrote these health care bills. Obamacare was written to gut the system and loot it by big insurance companies. The big insurance companies wrote it. And that's all these are, scams. But here's Bernie Sanders. He says his policies are not radical. Here he is.
My ideas are not far left. They are the ideas that the American people want. I'll tell you what's extreme.
That's right. His ideas aren't far out. Yeah, right. I don't even live in North Korea. I mean, everything's free, but there's no food on the shelves. We'll be right back. Second hour. Please tell everyone how to tune in. That's how you resist. You are Paul Revere. Spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a little emergency in the studio. I guess one of these pens I had while I was marking articles blew up before it becomes a big conspiracy theory that it's a psychological ink test or something. I'm going to go run a special report and then wash my hands off before this gets all over everything and ruins another shirt. I'm going to find which pen blew up over here. But I was already going to get to this, and I was going to get to it next segment, but I'm going to start getting to it right now because it's so central to everything we're talking about. Then we'll play this clip and come back, and I'm going to launch this larger discussion here. We're really being held hostage by a collection of Ivy League brats who got into power in the last 80 years and then who put their children and grandchildren and fellow travelers into power. And they really believe they own this country and rationalize themselves that they're the big guardians of it and everything. And then they've got real perverted, sick leftist ideology, you know, to prove how superior they are as a bunch of effeminate candy asses. And so that's why there's this whole anti-family, anti-God, anti-masculine agenda, because they've always hated the military and people that enforce what they're doing, but they're always threatened by them. What if they ever woke up to who they are? Well, they have woken up to who you are. So you're going to lose one way or another. The question is, how painful is this going to be for you? And I don't say that from a place of confidence. I say from a place of research and action, direct action. So you like direct action. You're already seeing a lot of it. You're going to see a lot more of it and different types of it the more you keep pushing. That's just a fact. But here's Tucker Carlson laying this out with the guests. The full report's on InfoWars.com and deserves to be shared. He talks about how the establishment really hates our representative democracy, and they really think they own it. They're what you call dictators, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
So, Ned, you know, for the first, I would say, couple months that the squad became prominent, it was a Republican talking point to say, for obvious reasons, that they're really in charge of the Democratic Party. But it started to kind of seem true.
Oh, absolutely. I think with every passing day, Nancy Pelosi is really speaker in name only. The inmates have taken over the asylum, which isn't really that surprising, Tucker. The parasitic far left has been eating the Democratic Party from within for years, and now it's coming to the surface. And you're right. They're an amazing blend of ignorance and petulance and stupidity and hatred. I mean, the fact that they're selling shirts for $19.99, to which I say knock yourselves out. Since Nancy Pelosi announced impeachment, Trump has raised $13 million for his reelect. But then you have Adam Schiff out there deciding that the chairmanship of the House Intel Committee is now a platform for parody. It's pretty amazing to watch. The thing that's crazy to me is Dems are willing to destroy all of these norms because Orange Man bad. If you think about what's taken place over the last 2.5 years, Russiagate, collusion, Ukrainegate, all of this stuff, it's about one thing, Tucker. It's about policy differences. They cannot stand the fact that they are not in power and that Trump has a different approach to governing, not only domestically, but on foreign policy as well. And so now their new approach in all of this, we shall impeach all things. We'll impeach Kavanaugh. We'll impeach Trump. Based off what? Nothing. Policy differences.
So you got to kind of wonder, once these people take full control, formal control of the party, and that's only a cycle or two away.
That's right.
Do people like Adam Schiff really believe they're going to continue to run committees? I mean, there's not going to be a place for Adam Schiff.
No. The amazing part is if you study history, these revolutions have a way of eating themselves. Just look at the French Revolution and Robespierre. So I think they're going to start to realize this will eat. They'll start eating each other. But as you go down this path, I think it shows how deranged they are. Look at the impeachment polls this week. In the midst of all of this hysteria about Ukrainegate, Politico Morning Consult only showed 36% of the American people supporting impeachment of Trump. Yeah. And if you get into the heartland, where I grew up, Tucker, impeachment drops to the low 20s. And you start to think about how stupid they are when you get to these swing districts of Oklahoma 5 and Illinois 14, which are real pickup opportunities for the GOP in 2020. They're going to make those members walk the impeachment plank and lose the majority. I really do think so in 2020 if they continue to push this, because I think impeaching Trump is a fool's errand being pushed by fools.
We'll see.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies 2 on this November 3rd, 2019 Global Sunday Transmission. All right, we do have over-the-horizon radar aimed at the globalists. We know their plans, we know their operations, we know their different scenarios. And we know that their main operation sets on the public being dumb and distracted and not paying attention. So let me lay it on you right now, what they're currently doing and why they're so confident they can remove the president from office. If we're aware of their operation and aren't too confident ourselves, but are fully engaged with information, we are going to be able to really expose this in a big way. If we're overconfident, we are going to lose the farm here. And then they know that they have a huge awakening on their hands. They're going to come down on all of us harder than ever. And we're going to be forced to obviously really take the gloves off. And our children deserve that. They deserve to not have this system obsessed with brain damaging them and sexually abusing them and poisoning them in control of them. And so I tell my fellow humans, not just my fellow countrymen and women, that folks better really understand that our worst analysis, our worst case analysis of the globalists has turned out to be an understatement, and that it's far worse than we thought. The good news is that our enemies are very pathological and very predictable and can be defeated if you think of them as demons, as psychotic control freaks who just want to hurt people and destroy society and dominate others, then you'll know their next move. If you look at anybody like Pelosi or Hillary or Michael Moore or Barack Obama or George Soros and their controllers and believe anything they're saying at face value, then we're doomed. Now, let's just start walking through this. A lot of people say, hey, you were dead on right a couple months ago. There's never been really a real whistleblower. These are just partisan hacks, using the term whistleblower because it has some gravitas to it, kind of like the dossier. It's a fancy-sounding French word, dossier, dossier, just some made-up political opposition research the Democrats paid their friends and family $40-something million dollars to cook up. But that's really the strength of it, is its weakness, is that they never admit who the whistleblower is, and they find some underlings that say they're willing to say they're the ones that first reported it, but then all the people actually in the room and the transcripts say the opposite, so they never want to identify exactly who it is. So now we learn the person trying to doctor the transcript comes out and becomes a whistleblower, and then, oh, somebody else, they won't say who they are, they won't testify before Congress, but we're supposed to just believe them like they're God themselves and not let Trump face his accuser. That's all being done because it's just like the Russiagate. There's never any proof, and it's always just another rumor, another lie, another hoax headline. So this is done by design to change the subject off of all the crimes the Democrats have committed and the things that the deep state has done and all the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the crimes of the fake Russiagate investigation itself. So here's a CNN headline. Lawyer says whistleblower willing to answer written questions from Republicans. Now, you go through this and it would read like Monty Python if the public was educated about due process and what the West stands for and what America stands for, but it doesn't. It goes on to say, well, they were talking about maybe testifying in secret if only Democrats could ask questions, but now they're not. But since Republicans complain about due process, they can give the lawyer, who won't say who this person is, questions, and maybe they'll answer those. So you just give the Democratic Party, basically Schiff, a question. It goes into a black hole, and it comes back how the Democrats want to answer it. This is a complete joke. You couldn't convict Al Capone of these type of behaviors or Jeffrey Dahmer if you found them with the dead bodies, because the due process violations endanger everyone, so it has to be thrown out. Better than 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. You know that saying? That's because if you get a government operating like this, it's called the capital T word, tyranny. From Tyrannus, meaning terrible leader. That's what tyranny means. It means terrible tyrant. Tyrant just means terrible, horrible, horrible management, horrible abuse, horrible corruption. Look at California falling into ruination right now, being sucked right at the last minute with all the Dems controllers moving to Texas, their next target, licking their lips. And their zombie hordes following them, escaping themselves. If you run from it, don't bring it. But that's what they're doing. They're running from themselves, and they bring themselves. Because for the higher-level Democrat, this is a left-hand path, Legion of Doom corruption. So we've got that. Trump, Ukraine whistleblower, suddenly won't testify. Lawmakers break off negotiations amid new revelations. And Trump says this is an attack on America and our basic freedoms and our republic itself. And that's really, really what it is. I mean, it's an attack on due process. It's an attack on reality. But a lot of people are saying, and here's the key. Here's the big takeaway. A lot of people are saying, well, Alex, you know, don't worry. They're never going to pass the official triggering of the impeachment investigation in the House because they don't have any evidence, and they'll never have the Senate votes. You noticed on Thursday, they voted to initiate formal impeachment proceedings in the House by a large margin. And it's the same thing here. They're going to trigger all these women that say they've been raped, a.k.a. like Kavanaugh, and they're going to trigger all sorts of all these other hundreds of investigations in southern New York, and in Chicago, and just all Florida, South Florida, where they control the jurisdictions and where they've got blackmail over the prosecutors and sheriffs and prosecutors, and federal and state. And so they've got a plan. Doesn't mean it's going to succeed, but they're going to give it one hell of a good run. And I know it's painful for Kavanaugh to have his name brought back up with this. He was totally innocent. But they need to be running ads nationally. There needs to be fireside chats and addresses to the nation by the president pointing out how almost all the women came out and said they were threatened to say this, or the fact that they'd been a prostitute, or the fact that they'd been a drug addict, or the fact that they'd been in a mental institution would come out and they'd lose their job. Because the people running Blasey Ford, she's CIA. She's head CIA recruiter at her college. Her whole family's a huge CIA out of D.C., and the most powerful Republican law firm, neocon law firm right there, if you look that up, Baker Hostetler. And so they know good and damn well what they're doing. And so, and these women have said, listen, I got a call, and I got told, they're on record, that if I didn't do this, that they were going to out me. And so other women said they never got the call. They just saw their name in the news. It was totally made up. But then they got calls and said, we know about this or that. So Trump and others need to be going, look, they did this. Look, they did that. Not just Russiagate. But, hey, remember they lied about Kavanaugh and then made fun of the guy starting to cry up there on the thing. That's not professional. Well, you try having a bunch of people you never met say you raped them. It pisses you off. I mean, this is real, people. And I've gone through it. I'm not a victim here. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this is a damn war. These people planted child porn on us. It blew up in their face. They've done everything else you can imagine. And they're just a pack of crooks. And at some point, people got to say, listen, I don't care how this ends. Okay? You want to bang heads? Let's just get it on. Okay? I just know this, ladies and gentlemen. All these slack jug soft people out there that think this is all funny, what's going on, all you little leftist followers, you're going to pay for this too if this goes to the next level. You're going to pay either way. But I'm telling you, this is sick. We've put up with evil far too long in this country. They come back and finish up how they plan to take Trump out and how we stop them. We can do it. It's up to us, though. You understand? It's up to you. Alex Jones on this live Sunday show. Investigative journalist Jacob Ingalls is going to be popping in next segment. He'll be joining us quite a bit in the next few weeks with the Roger Stone criminal made-up Russiagate trial. Roger has been gagged, speaking about basically anything political that could be associated with it, or they're threatening to put him in jail. How American is that? While the press runs around saying he's guilty, and while someone screamed at him and almost physically assaulted him on the airplane yesterday flying into D.C. from Florida. So Mr. Ingalls will be popping in. Then the last segment, I have something really special. And I'm not playing a special report to get out of here. I was out bullhorning Hillary for 3 hours today. We're going to have all that HD footage for you tomorrow on the weekday show. The crew is still out there. Reportedly got in her face when she left. Just got that call during the break. So this is a lot of wild stuff going on here. But that's coming up. But let me finish up with the plan to take down Trump. They're getting the impeachment going, and they've got all these committees going to incubate these federal and state investigations run by Democrats that are then feeding into Schiff and the committee. Then they meet with the individuals, the so-called whistleblowers and others, and they're lining up a crescendo of lawyers of Trump who are as crooked as the dog's back leg. He's got thousands of lawyers. Every little jurisdiction he's got a business in, he hires a local lawyer. Well, those guys are all being investigated. And so if they didn't pay for taxi cab taxes, or they didn't pay for a building permit on their own building, the feds that are Democrat controlled at many levels come to them in Democrat jurisdictions and say, we're going to put you in prison for 20 years if you don't tell us Trump did something corrupt. Now tell us what he did. Well, Trump never did anything because he knows how corrupt the system is and how famous, rich, independent people who don't have pull with the globalist mafia have people trying to set them up all the time. I'm nothing like Trump is successful with huge businesses and all the things. And I've learned when people think you're successful, they try to set you up and try to get you to commit a crime. And I'm like, literally don't even speed anymore. I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I follow every law. I always did anyways, but now I'm super neurotic about it. So they're not able to find anything on Trump, and they're freaking out. But it doesn't matter. They're just going to go at him with not paying taxes. They're going to claim when he legally did all these tax things that you're supposed to do or you can't survive. That's the way the loopholes are written. And they're going to go after him for women that he never did anything to. Won't matter if they're known mental patients. Won't matter if they've been openly threatened. And they're going to do that during the whole House fiasco, and they're going to do it again in the Senate trial. So you're going to see it all by Christmas if they stay on their timetable. They're already a little bit behind because the wheels are coming off, and they're getting caught coaching people and not having real hearings and keeping folks out. And the whistleblowers are all scared because they're going to lie against a sitting president and commit massive perjury. And so it may take them longer, but they want him gone before 2020 is on the board, because the optics of removing a sitting popular president who has national polls, 40% of black men say they're voting for Trump, they've never gotten above 12 points in national polls. And those polls are skewed. It's probably higher. So Hispanics, massive support, over 40%, usually for Republicans, like 20%. So they don't know what to do. They need him out now, and they want him gone before 2020 rolls around. And how far away is 2020? It's November 3rd. We're only a year and 3 days, 4 days from the next election. They have said they want him gone by Christmas. So they passed the official initiation on Halloween in your face. For Thanksgiving, they'll have the impeachment. That's the indictment in the House, and they want him gone or ordered to be removed by December. They think he'll blink. They've had all these surrogates on TV saying, if you just go, if you just give up, we'll let you go, Trump. We won't put you in prison. A, he's done nothing wrong. B, they want his head on a pike. They're never backing down. They want to kill the image of Americana, kill the image of populism, kill the image of resistance. Trump has unified this nation like nobody else for those that love America. For those that hate it, he's crystallized who they are. Populism and nationalism is exploding worldwide. The globalists are in panic mode, so they need to get rid of him now. What we need to do is get on a plane and go to Congress and go visit the swing state senators and House members and politely get in their face. You need to go to their meetings they're having in their districts. If your congressperson is good in their district, go give them a pep talk and say, get more aggressive, and give speeches for the president and against the deep staters saying you want them arrested and they're criminals. Then go find the nearest jurisdiction that has a globalist in it or a swing state person or somebody on the fence, a rhino, and you get in their face at the state level. Locally, you get in their face at the federal level. You call them just aggressively every day a couple of times. You send letters. You call C-SPAN. You get aggressive. This isn't some football game where we got to win for the team colors and we can get to the championship. That's nothing. That is a facsimile of war to make you dissipate your energy on the national religion of football. And I'm not judging you for that, but spend as much time fighting for America in its darkest hour when we got a chance to turn it around that you spend watching football. And believe me, this country will be turned around quickly. If we start having the same passion for our unborn children and our born children and for our sovereignty and for our futures as we've got for these damn simulated combat events they call sports, the new national religion, we will turn this around. But if we don't, it's over. Now we have Mr. Ingles joining us, and I also want to play a few clips when we come back. Getting into Elizabeth Warren and getting into how the chips are going to fall, because it's central to understanding how to beat them. When you see Nancy Pelosi on TV on all these shows saying, we're not socialists, we're not communists, that's our radical wing, we're not going to win if we talk like that, she's trying to make other leftists, A, stop telling people what they really stand for, and B, she's trying to telegraph to people watching, like, oh, that's not really who we are. Now, I know I'm stating something as obvious as the nose on my face. I get that. But she's saying that, and it's even come out in the news, that all the major nightly comedy shows and Saturday Night Live work for the Democrats, get calls from Pelosi, from Schumer, and others, and that they manage what is on the show. And these people watch this and you know, have a power trip because they're so old. They still think national television is dominant. But it's a view into their brain. So when you see her saying that on Face the Nation and Meet the Press, and then you see Saturday Night Live saying Warren's lying to you, we can't afford free health care, that's only to go, oh, even Saturday Night Live, you know, is with us. They don't really want to bankrupt the country. Yes, they want to bankrupt it. Ezekiel Emanuel admitted it in articles he wrote and on Fox News. The plan when they passed Obamacare was to bankrupt the country. When you didn't get free health care, then you demand total nationalization, but run by private companies, and that will bring us down. What foreign armies can't do, this would. Free health care, free housing, cut our energy sources off. Nobody else does. That's how you economically devastate a nation. This is the Fourth World War against the globalists. With the Chi-Coms, everything the Democrats do is batting and pitching for the other team. America was never great. It'll never be great. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. That's who they are. They're sworn enemies. They know it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So, again, I know I'm stating the super obvious here, but we tend to, well, those of us that are awake and informed and involved, not state the obvious. We tend to move on to all the minutiae, but Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are literally running the so-called entertainment shows, because that's where Netflix and Comedy Central and The Daily Show and all those programs, Saturday Night Live, is where they can put their messages. And they admit they run it. And the writers have come out and said that they consult with the Democrats. I mean, hell, the New York Times has a big article about to organize meme wars against conservatives and how to censor conservatives and block them and how to tell lies better, because the Republicans lie so much, the Democrats have to learn how to lie. And the comments are all like talking about how to tell better lies. What a bunch of sickos saying we're lying as nationalists, as patriots. And so that's their excuse to become better liars and then talk about how they're liars when we're not lying. They play these weird mental gymnastics games. Here's one of the articles. New York Times declares meme war on Trump supporters ahead of 2020. That's an Infowars.com article. And then it actually links the New York Times article. Hey, guys, I forgot to print the New York Times article. Will you print it for me with the comments? It's somewhere in the stack. But I sat there like 30 minutes reading probably 100 comments, and it was just, do these people believe what they're saying, or is it an echo chamber where they think they're gaslighting somebody else? Because it was just bizarre. Bizarre. How CNN has a headline, Dresden declares Nazi emergency. And you read the article. There are right-wing groups operating calling for Germany to leave the EU, and there must be Nazis. And they just believe all of this hysteria. But that shows how many people have graduated from college with theater degrees. And most leftists, I've noticed, have theater degrees. I'm not against thespians. I'm just saying it's fantasy land. They're fiction writers. They're wannabe movie stars. And the U.S. makes more media than any other country in the world. And I think these people are believing their own garbage. But here's a few clips, and then we're going to our guest, of even Saturday Night Live coming out. It's a long piece. It's like 10 minutes long. I'm only going to play about a minute of it. Pointing out that Elizabeth Warren is very deceptive and that there isn't such a thing as free health care for everybody. I mean, you can call it free in Venezuela, just nobody can get it. It's free in Cuba, just nobody can get this free thing because it's like free pots of gold and leprechauns. They don't exist. It's like free pots of gold and unicorns that crap out, you know, diamonds and rubies and emeralds. Listen, they don't exist, folks. But here they are even saying, oh, she's too leftist. This is impossible. Because that's the directive from Pelosi saying, let's get away from this. There's the article. Saturday Night Live mocks Elizabeth Warren, $52 trillion Medicare for all plan. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Cut military spending. So immediately dead in the water. Right. Two, Jeff Bezos is going to go from paying no tax to a tax. Yeah, Mr. Bezos, the government is a little like Amazon Prime. You reap the benefits, you got to pay an annual fee, and that's called taxes. And unlike you, we can't just take it out of your debit card without warning. And third, okay, banks. I'm going to tax the banks. Duh. What did you think I was going to do? Hold up a gas station? Come on. They're going to pay for it, and not one penny from the middle class. And all we got to do is convince J.P. Morgan to operate like a nonprofit. Okay, next question. What do we got?
Hi, sorry, I have a follow-up because I'm annoying. You said your plan would cost $20.5 trillion, but other economists have said it could cost $34 trillion.
Right, okay, let me stop you right there. And we're talking trillions. You know, when the numbers are this big, they're just pretend. There ain't no Scrooge McDuck vault. You ready to get red-pilled?
Let's stop there. They then go on. She says, I'll make everything free. And okay, well, on Friday, before this aired, I shot a little 7-minute report that's at man.video that I hope you'll share with people. Elizabeth Warren caught in hoax bigger than Pocahontas, where they claim they can solve the national debt with this calculator. You just put the number in, and it just says it's free. Just magically, here it is.
Boom, national debt! National debt canceled! Oh, my God!
Alex, call Ron Paul. We figured it out.
What you're about to see is so fraudulent, is so criminal.
All right, I'm going to stop right there. Those are a bunch of the type of reports I want to get to, but I don't have time because I want to get our guest on for this segment and part of the next. I got a few other big stories that I need to hit as well. There's just so much here. Tomorrow will be a definite 4-hour show you don't want to miss. We'll have all the HD footage of Hillary getting confronted, coming to Austin, including in her face. It was phenomenal. It just ended a little while ago. I didn't do the first 45 minutes so I could be there till 4, then drive in. Again, Mike Adams did a great job. Now, speaking of great job, Jacob Ingalls is a investigative reporter in Florida. He's broken a lot of big stories, and he covered what happened to Roger Stone when they raided his house and more. He's friends with Stone. He's been here to visit the InfoWars studios with Stone. CentralFloridaPost.com. Jacob Ingalls is publisher of that. And contributor to New Dawn magazine. He's committed to truth journalism at a local level. And he's going to be covering for us on the ground in D.C. the globalist show trial of the century of Roger Stone. The judge even said there's no evidence Russians did any of this, but the jury can't see that. So no evidence of Russian collusion. That's all made up. That's a media hoax. But Roger's being tried for it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard that right. So, Jacob, I know he got accosted quite a bit on his way to D.C. We'll talk about that some, too. But just give people a bird's eye view of what it's like and what it's like for Roger. He's not allowed to basically say anything.
Yeah, Alex, I've been on the program before, and it's great to be back on InfoWars. What's happening to Roger Stone is an egregious miscarriage of justice. He is someone who has done great things for this nation in electing Republican and conservative presidents over the past four decades. And how they are attacking him is disgusting. And what we see in the attacks on Roger Stone are a precursor to what we are going to see in the attacks on every single individual American going forward that supports conservatism, the Constitution, and Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. I mean, they say everywhere. There's famous videos. We ought to find these and air these tomorrow where I'm walking out of a steakhouse. People go, we're going to put you both in prison. And that's really what they want to do to anybody they disagree with.
Well, yes, we got on the plane today going to Washington, D.C., and we had an individual who was saying very disgusting things, very deranged things to Roger Stone when he has his family there, his wife, his daughter. And, you know, I kind of stood up to these people and I said, you know, why are you saying that? It's quite disgusting what you're saying. And they had no explanation. He belongs in jail. He should enjoy jail. He should enjoy prison. Why? Because he disagrees with you politically? That's not America. That is a third world dictatorship.
You're absolutely right. And everywhere Roger goes, people scream and yell and say he's going to go to prison. And I guess now they think they're going to get what they want with this Obama hanging judge.
Well, you know, whatever the judge is going to do, whatever is going to happen in the court case is going to play out in the next couple of weeks. All I know is that there are hundreds of patriots on the ground every day that are going to be there supporting Roger Stone, supporting Donald Trump, supporting alternative media, independent investigative journalism like InfoWars. And that's what we can do. Share the links, spread the word, get on Facebook, get on Twitter if you're still allowed there, if you haven't been banned. For no cause and no reason.
That's right. Remember, you're not supposed to do this. We're all supposed to shut up and roll over and die so they can all take their time setting us up with kangaroo Democrat judges and putting us in prison. We come back, then I want to ask you how Roger's spirits are, how he's doing. But that interview he did exclusively here blew up. I've been trying to twist his arm to come back on. So much more with Jacob Ingalls on the other side with CentralFloridaPost.com. And I'm going to say this. I have not plugged any today, and I need to. To help out Roger, and it funds our operation, I bought 3,000 of the Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong shirt. And with InfoWars.com on the back, so it's a different variant of that. 3,000 and that's it. And that proceeds of that, part of them went to fund Roger, who I know has spent everything he's got, had to sell his house, you name it, because of all the persecution and dozens of lawsuits the Democrats filed against him. Folks want people to take action. We have taken action. We've been attacked. We're okay with that. We're just asking you to keep us in the game. Get the shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the last segment of the Sunday transmission. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live. Roger Stone's trial is about to start this week. Jacob Ingalls from the CentralFloridaPost.com is going to be there covering it. And he'll have ground footage, you name it. He'll be joining us and so much more. Jacob, this article from Gateway Pundit talked to the D.C. Police, the Virginia police, talked to others. And it turns out that Roger Stone was in a flight from Florida there. And these people began to scream at them and yell at them. We'll put that article up on screen for TV viewers. And then they had to have a dozen police there waiting for Roger to protect him at the end on the JetBlue flight because people were trying to attack him. I guess none of them got arrested. But let's show the image of the individual that reportedly started all this. I mean, look at the pleasure of how these individuals enjoy this type of behavior. They do it to me everywhere. Even though the deep state and the Chi-Coms that run it are screwing everyone over, these people still feel like they're part of the establishment. They're getting more and more crazed. And as each horrible hoax, the Kavanaugh hoax, the Russiagate hoax, the Trump's a KKK hoax, dead babies, you know, from Mexico hoax, as all these hoaxes fail, they get more rabid, more insane, more crazy. Jacob Engels, where do you think this is going?
Well, Alex, I think we have to look at this in a certain way. These people feel like they're part of an establishment, the deep state, the established media, the established political establishment. And when they have these outbursts and they act outrageously and they are not confronted by law enforcement or patriots, they feel emboldened. So our job as patriots is to get out there and speak our minds and speak freely. And when somebody confronts you in public like that, you stand up to them and you scream back. You point your finger. You stand your ground. And if you don't do that, then you're really just becoming a lemming in the endless war on freedom of speech in this nation right now.
What do you think these bullies think is going to happen? Because with any population, people begin to rebel against this. But Americans' history, particularly, bullying doesn't make us submit. America has been asleep from entertainment, drugs, alcohol, partying. But once they start messing with the average person, they're going to get their head screwed on straight and start politically kicking ass, which is happening. It's happening all over the world. The bullying is not helping them.
No, the bullying is not helping them. And it's just a matter of how people react to it. Are they going to react on the first instance, the third instance, the 10th instance? How quickly are they going to stand up and fight for themselves and fight for their country? And that's what we have to look at. And we have to encourage people to sit there and say, no, you do not have to take this crap when you're in the airport, when you're at a movie with your family, when you're at dinner having a good time, when you're at a bar with your friends. You don't have to take crap. You don't have to be called a Nazi. You don't have to be called a disinformation agent. You don't have to be called a Russian. Stand up and fight for yourself.
And by the way, knock on wood, the left has seen all these viral videos. And when they confront me, I scream back at them. They don't do it anymore. Because they want it to be a one-way street. It's not. And I've seen Roger stand up to him as well. There's a lot of videos of he and I. I'll actually dig out and play tomorrow because his trial's starting, showing them threatening him and saying, we're going to put you in prison, you effing Russian agent. Well, that whole Russian thing's been disproven. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter. Oh, look, there's video of him in D.C. In fact, I guess it came out today. So there's now video showing the leftists with you with them, Jacob. So you're right there with all this happening.
Yeah, Alex, and one thing I want to say is that JetBlue and the airline and the police and the people on the ground at Reagan National Airport did a phenomenal job. As soon as this individual started behaving in a menacing, harassing, and truly deranged way, the pilot, the crew, and everyone on the ground jumped into action. They said, Roger shouldn't be treated like this. Roger is innocent until proven guilty. They did a great job in standing for Stone.
Yeah, I noticed they've got folks with assault rifles, as the left calls them, there for the leftist. Wow. All right, Jacob, well, great job with this, and we appreciate you. And anytime you've got breaking news or video, call us, and we'll get you right on. We'll be watching the Central Florida Post for that coverage that judge hates so much. God bless you. We're still in America. The truth is still out there. People just have to search for it. And when they find it, please spread it. God bless you, my friend.
Yes, sir, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
One last question. I always say that, then I forgot. How's Roger's spirits? I haven't talked to him in a few days.
Roger is one of the most resilient, confident, compassionate, motivated people that I know. They have put so much on his shoulders. They have put so much on the shoulders of his friends and family. Yet he is standing so tall right now, and he is ready to prove his innocence at trial.
Against overwhelming odds. I mean, it is an uphill battle in the swamp. God bless you. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
Alex.
There goes Jacob Engels reporting for InfoWars.com from the Central Florida Post. All right, I'll be taking calls tomorrow. We've got some guests as well. We'll have all the HD footage of the Hillary event in Austin, which was heavily attended. I'd say there was probably 3,000 libtards there. Most events she has maybe have 500, but this one was well attended. And they got bullhorned by yours truly for 3 hours. My son showed up out there bullhorning him. I didn't even know he was going out there. Owen Schroyer, Will Johnson, the rest of the crew. I do not own that beautiful armored vehicle from Dallas, but that's what we use for the Trump rally. So I called the guys and hired them to come down here and run security for us and do that. And that's how we fund our operation, ladies and gentlemen, with the crew and everything we did. Is you, and we will fight hard for you. We're fighting for ourselves as well. But remember, InfoWarsStore.com or NewsWars.com to spread the articles. But InfoWarsStore.com is where you're going to find all the amazing products. And this is one of the last days. It'll end by Tuesday because I have some new specials, but I got to get them ready and work on them tomorrow. So today and tomorrow are the last days to get the Everything Must Go super sale, 40 to 70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of items will still be on sale, but the general sale will have to end because a lot of items are selling out. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off. We've got the new, I almost forgot, it's in now. Trump is innocent shirt. We've got three different variants of those. That is a limited edition, all three versions, and that funds our operation, except I had them look at the cost of the shirt, what it costs to produce it, and what it costs to ship it, even though we have free shipping right now. It's going to end, like I told you, in a day or two. So it's $15 for the shirt. The shirt costs us $10. It's a really nice fabric, well-printed shirt. Shipping's $5 on average. So that baby's $14.95. That's just one variant. There's three variants, $14.95 at cost, designer shirt. You buy a shirt like this at the mall for $45, discounted maybe $29.95, because those things all mark up their shirts a lot. Well, not us. This is at cost. Trump is innocent, InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But let me add a few other things here. If you go to newswars.com, you will see all of the live feed videos and a bunch of photos that have been posted of yours truly, Alex Jones, crashes Hillary event in Austin, Texas, with the armored vehicle, the whole nine yards, plus 25 horrible things that will happen if Trump is removed. That's got the added article by Mike Adams that's so critical. Please go to newswars.com. It doesn't get as censored as much as InfoWars.com, and share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, by word of mouth, in your email, in your text message. Share that article and the videos that are posted there. And there's also the live feed of the show that'll be archived in about 5 minutes when we're off. Watch live Alex Jones crashes Hillary event. It's all there. InfoWars.com, newswars.com, band.video. Okay. A few other things I want to get to here. There's a report that I was going to air in the last segment, but it was too important to talk to Jacob, so I didn't, that I did Friday, that is on InfoWars at band.video. It's really powerful. You've seen the footage of the Monsanto head lobbyist saying you can drink glyphosate, doesn't hurt you, even though a glass will kill you. And the reporter says, well, here, drink some. He goes, I'm not crazy. I'm not going to drink that. Well, they caught vaccine makers and companies doing the same thing internally. And then they tried to push hoax videos of fake inoculations happening of Hollywood stars and of the Canadian health minister. That's all in this report, showing how it's Monsanto scam level. Absolutely vital to send that to anyone you know that has children, especially because the number of vaccines are going up and up and up, and they're very, very dangerous what they're adding to them. This is a life and death situation. I want to end the show with everybody, when you get on the air or have a chance to speak out, speaking out, Navy SEAL who helped take out al-Baghdadi, Mike Ritland, was on Fox, and he brought up the fact separately that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, as the coroner has now said. Here's a quick clip of that.
And he can't wait. So thank you and thank Nero for your service. I appreciate it.
Thanks. If I could I throw a PSA out real quick?
Real quick.
Just the remarkable nature of these dogs and them being highlighted in the news creates a huge demand by people that frankly shouldn't have them. If you see the coverage and you decide I want one of these dogs, either buy a finished trained, fully trained and finished dog from a professional, or just don't get one at all. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Everyone speaking out. They'll never stop us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Now, share the link from NewsWars.com of this live show that's ending now, and spread the word about the live transmissions and all the shows at band.video. Thank you. God bless.